Now to the woman who's been lauded as Barack's rock. Michelle Obama speaks her mind, even when what's on her mind could get her in hot water, as this comment did last month.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
That line became a lightning rod for conservative pundits, and the fiery reaction gave Michelle Obama a taste of how rough national campaigns can get.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates sat down with a group of black women here in Los Angeles to talk about the notion of a black first lady.
It has been a long, hard week, and Marcy DeVoe, an assistant professor at California State University, Northridge, has invited a few friends over to relax and unwind over cocktails in her Leimert Park home.
Who wants what?
Wow.
Red, white?
I'll have white, please.
The women settle into DeVoe's comfortable seats to talk politics, specifically to talk Michelle Obama. DeVoe admits she was put off at the beginning of the campaign when Obama discussed her husband's morning breath and snoring.
We know too much. I don't want to know those things about someone who's in a position of power. Those are things that need to be kept at home.
But Nancy Isaacs, wife and mother of two young daughters, finds Obama is just being real about the unglamorous parts of married life.
I don't necessarily mean that we need to know all of it, but, you know, I think that's kind of cute in a way, you know, and it kind of keeps things on the level.
They all agree that Michelle Obama is a far different potential presidential spouse than America has been used to. She can be as tart as Barbara Bush or as opinionated as Nancy Reagan, but unlike those women, she does not hide her feelings in public. Kim Norris, married and the mother of a four-year-old, has no problem with Obama's directness.
Michelle is a very powerful, highly educated, working mother. And I think just like a lot of us throughout the nation, she doesn't really have a lot of patience or maybe a lot of time for the nice flowery, you know, conversation that it seems like a lot of people need.
In general, the women say they appreciate Obama's personality, even if some find her a little daunting for her blunt speech and her height. And for something that isn't often discussed outside the black community, her hue. Writer and graduate student Sharon Johnson.
Acting the same way she acts now, speaking the same way she speaks now, I think it would be easier to take for some people if she perhaps looked a different way.
In a society that still values light skin over dark, straight hair over kinky, Michelle Obama, with her deep brown skin and obviously straightened hair, attracts attention and maybe a little apprehension. Sharon Johnson, then Nancy Isaacs, weigh in.
I think it's a really powerful combination when you are obviously and decidedly African-American and intelligent and speaking on behalf of everyone, not just the ones who benefited from things that you benefited from, but the people who still haven't. It's a scary conversation.
I definitely think that she would be perceived differently if she were of a lighter tone, but I also think that she would be perceived differently if she were smaller, if she were a petite woman.
So, I asked the ladies, what does that say about Barack Obama, that he married a woman who is tall, dark, and fiercely intelligent?
Says be like him.
Kim Morris loves that Obama didn't choose the kind of pale trophy wife many prominent black men do.
You don't get the sense that, you know, he was threatened anyway, him personally or his ability to be elected. And I think that speaks volumes about him and about maybe his passion and his love for her as she is.
But first, Obama has to get to the White House, and November is a long way away. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.